talking about the change in men's formal fashion. I was speaking about a historic picture the U.S. press is reporting on at a U.S. Democratic Party fundraiser. Three presidents were there, Obama, Clinton, and Biden. Why it was historic, though, is that apparently, I go with what U.S. papers are saying, apparently the first time that three former presidents photographed together without wearing neckties. It's a changing face of men's fashion. Also recently reading style reports of how men are moving away from men's formal shoes with formal dress. They are opting for more sensible, almost sneaker type shoes, and the bane of my current existence, formal wear without socks, or at least secret socks. The point is, I don't want to see your ankles. Candace Illich is an image consultant, personal stylist, joins me now on the line. Men's fashion changes and is allowed to change as well. But are we correct when the US media asks, is this the end of the necktie in formal wear?
Good morning. I'm sorry. I think I lost you there for a moment. Is this the end of the necktie?
Yes.
Okay, good morning. No, I would say the necktie is not dead, but, you know, in most environments, it's largely moved away from being part of a uniform to a personal statement. And actually, of interest, it's not the first time leaders have turned up without a necktie. In 2022, at the G7 summit in Germany, there were world leaders there photographed without their necktie. Mm. And it caused a furore then as well. Was it the end of the necktie? So this conversation does come up. There's definitely a change. That would be true.
The reports of the necktie's demise greatly exaggerated. But let's also talk about more comfortable shoes with formal wear. There was also a photograph taken in the White House a couple of months ago where I think the leader of the Democratic caucus in Congress was meeting with Biden along with, I guess, the former Republican speaker. And those two men had their formal suits on, had their ties on, but they didn't have formal shoes. They had very comfortable, but yet stylish footwear. Is this also a changing trend? The men are shooing away the bunion-inducing formal shoe, Candace.
Well, I do. There's a strong drive towards that, which is, I guess, so attractive because it's so much more comfortable. So you can see how strong that trend has become. But essentially, if we're looking at the top dogs, you know, they can make their own rules nowadays. And perhaps they are trying to appeal to the general public instead of separating themselves in a sort of classist and elite fashion. So they are still who they are, but wearing what people wear, you know, could be a thought on how they are trying to communicate with people, how they present themselves.
What impact is, I'm not saying youth culture, but younger, a shifting cultural reference from millennials to Gen Zers entering the corporate professional, even the political workspace? What impact is that having on what we consider formal professional dress?
I would say that's huge because there are young people doing so incredibly well and they are driving the fashions and the trends. There are huge brands leaning on very dynamic young people. For example, Louis Vuitton has just done a collaboration with a rapper and style icon, Tyler, the creator, who I think most of our audience would never have heard of, but he's massive and he's only not even 30. Mm. Ties were in that collaboration. So, you know, he's bringing that in. They are using that younger energy, and I guess that is impacting then on the other generations as well. But I think the main thing is that what you wear is always making a statement. Mm. And what you've really got to understand is who you're seeing and what impression you want to make. And I do think someone, especially like Obama, is trying to make the people feel comfortable with him. He's trying to say, I'm with you. I'm not ruling you. And perhaps that sort of communication, which I think was quite successful, is also filtering down with the other powerful people. You know, it is a big change. I mean, previously, the first half of the 20th century, ties were the people of power. Mm. And then I think in the 60s there's a big rebellion, as we know. There were a huge rebellion in the 60s with political issues and social issues. Mm. And the Thai would represent that. And then I think the Thai sort of got abused and became a symbol of power that was used by salesmen and people who were just pushing stuff on you. So perhaps it got run down. But now the Thai, if anything, is not a uniform we can just count on, but it is a way to make a personal statement.
Is there also a greater awareness of dressing for climatic conditions? The suit, the three-piece, is generally a construct of the Western world. I have been to conferences in Equatorial East Africa, and there'd be some people we wear three-piece suits and they'd be sweating like crazy, and then there'd be other people wearing what would look professional, neat, tidy. It looks absolutely stylish, but clothing of that particular geographical era where they're not sweating as much in a polyester suit.
I think the important thing there is the powerful people can do what they want, and the people who are confident will wear what feels right. So they're still going to be smart. It's really important how you present yourself. You can't be sloppy. But a person who is secure in his position will dress comfortably nowadays. A person who is still trying to prove who he is or is not as secure is far more likely to get into an uncomfortable sweaty polyester suit or three layers, which I think says a lot more, in my mind, about the person's power.
What's your personal thoughts, Candace, on this trend of younger professionals? I see it in a bit of the young politicos walking around Parliament. I've seen them at conferences and in the boardrooms where they wear suits, formal shoes, but they're showing their ankles. They were not wearing any socks. And I don't care if it's a secret sock or you're not wearing socks, but I believe you don't show your ankles in a formal suit, Candace.
I think that's always going to be a personal thing, which sometimes looks a little odd. I'm quite used to it. I think it's probably a French influence. I hope to goodness that they've got socks underneath. Otherwise, you would have 30 feet. Secret socks.
Candace Illich, really appreciate your time. Lester, do you remember the clip-on tie? Fortunately, I have... did I have a clip-on tie? I think I... When I did ballroom dancing as a kid, I think I had a clip-on tie then, but that was a very long time ago. I wouldn't buy it myself.